Short Poppy Syndrome, episode 12. So today's Monday, and I think I can sum up my Monday in one little story. So today at 2 o'clock, almost the end of the day, my friend said to me, "Hey, dude, I think your shirt's on backwards." And yes, I had my school shirt on with the tag sticking out the front. Didn't realize until 2 o'clock. So I have a little, I'm going to start off the episode with a little high school drama. So today, just after homeroom, going to first period, I was talking to my friend James. Haven't seen him since Saturday night. And he was telling me about his girlfriend. And I'm not going to go into details, but they had a little argument. And so I was talking to him and I said, is she a crazy bitch or what? And then I said, I think she must be on her rag or something. Which sounds harsh, and I was being harsh, but anyway, this girl overheard us talking, I guess. So later on in the day, just after lunch, I was in biology, and the school secretary came into the class and went up to the teacher, and then the teacher said, "Henry, the vice principal wants to see you." I was like, "What the hell?" So I went down to the vice principal's office. James was there too. And this girl from school, who's always getting me into trouble. Anyway, the vice principal said that somebody overheard James and I talking in the hallway, and that I was saying some offensive remarks about women and about crazy people, I guess. Yeah, so she said, it'll just be a warning this time, next time that I call somebody a crazy bitch, that I might have to go to sensitivity training. Which actually I think would be kind of cool. Not really. But anyway, yeah, so that was fun. Getting dragged out of class for that. Because somebody can't mind their own business, pretty much. Anyway, I don't want to get into more trouble, but yeah, so I got home from school and my mum said, "How was your day?" So I told the story and said, "So now you don't understand why I want to go back to homeschool, why I don't like being in high school." And I said, "I mean, it's ridiculous that somebody can overhear a conversation between two people and has nothing to do with that person, and they think that they can complain because they don't like what they're hearing. I mean, does that happen in the real world, that somebody can overhear a conversation and they can complain about it?" And my mum said, "Yes, that does happen in the real world, that people complain, and that's part of going to school, is learning to deal with those kind of people." So, but I just thought it was ridiculous getting dragged out of class, like when I'm supposed to be learning. I got dragged out of class over that, something so petty. So I came home and I made dinner, linguine tetrazzini, which was awesome. That's my specialty. And yeah, shoveled the snow, I guess, because we had got a few inches more snow today. Actually, they probably should have cancelled school today, so usually if we have a bad day the day before, they usually cancel school the next day, so fingers crossed we might have a snow day tomorrow. So last night, I posted up episode 11, and I also posted up Liam's second episode, which I thought was hilarious, his podcast. I seriously think that he has potential to make an awesome podcast. He clearly has no idea what about platypuses, because platypuses are awesome. My favourite animal. But yeah, I think he could definitely make it a great podcast. I was chatting to him later on it, just on MSN, and he was telling me, today I went to Blue Mountain, and I did this, and I did that, and I broke my nose, and he was telling me all these great stories, and I said, "Geez, that would make a great story for your podcast. Why didn't you put that in?" So yeah, I think he's gonna work on that. Hopefully. We're going to record a podcast together later on this week. I'm going to interview Liam. That's my plan. So, look forward to that. And yeah, by the way, if anybody is thinking of starting a podcast and they want to, if they've got any questions, feel free to email me. I'd be more than happy to answer them. It's so easy, by the way, doing this, making a podcast and setting up everything. Like, if I can do it, seriously, anybody can do it. And it's free. Like, the way I do it is free. I host my files on archive.org, so my advice is, if you want to do a podcast, go for it, because it's a lot of fun. Okay, I have some comedy now, and this is a clip from American Rosso's podcast, couple of Australian breakfast DJs.
Yes, so I went and picked up my wedding ring for obviously for my wedding. I had to go and have it made, and then I had to go and have it fitted and stuff like that. My finger was a bit fat yesterday. I had to go and pick it up, and I went into the shop, and I was on my own. I just, you know, raced into on my motorbike, and I was in the shop, and whilst I was there was a couple there who were selecting, you know, their wedding rings and stuff like that. You know how, like, in these jewellery shops, they sit you down and they have a bit of a chat, and there's like, you can't just sort of stand around, make you sit down at these tables and make sure you're all comfortable and stuff like that. And I turned around, and this Sheila was drinking champagne. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's quite common. They just, you know, just have little glass of champagne. So there's this couple there drinking French champagne, right? And just having a little glass and talking about rings and stuff like
that.
That's
how they reel you in, mate.
Well, I said this to the bird who worked there. I said, hang on a second. I've been to this shop twice. I said, you've not offered me so much as a stubby. And she said, do you want a glass of champagne? I said, I don't like champagne. I said, have you got beers? And she said, no. And I said, well, I just think...
Well, someone could pop out to the bottle-o. When you go to the hairdressers, they can go next door to get you a coffee.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I'm buying a wedding ring. Is it too much to, you know, have a scotch and cola UDL? No, I don't think it is.
But you think it's because champagne is for special occasions. What
could be more
special
aren't?
Than a couple going in and choosing their wedding rings?
Well, I hadn't been offered any, so they said to me, they said, would you like some? And I said, no, I don't actually really care for champagne too much. And they said, well, then what's your problem? And I said, I just would have liked to have been offered it and given it. So at the end of it, they gave me a takeaway. And I took a takeaway bottle of champagne.
Oh, that was
nice. Didn't open it up.
Did you?
Yeah. Made them give me a takeaway. Well, they gave it to, there's a couple too. There. I never got it. Yeah. I don't want it, but I want to have it.
So the ring, does the ring fit now?
Yes, fortunately. Otherwise, there would have been a bit of a problem.
That's pretty classy, eh? Getting the glass of champagne. I don't really know if shopping and drinking alcohol go well together. Especially not something like a wedding ring that could potentially cost thousands of dollars. I think it's probably best to stay sober when you're buying wedding rings, but that's just me. So, I have a couple of news items now. Today, on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, I heard him say that Yahoo and AOL are going to start charging a quarter of a cent per email, which I thought was ridiculous. So I checked Google News. I'd Googled Yahoo charging for emails, and I found out that it's actually true. So New York Times reports that America Online and Yahoo, two of the world's largest providers of email accounts, are about to start using a system that gives preferential treatment to messages from companies that pay from a quarter of a cent to a penny each to have them delivered. So, yeah, it's not just for the average person. It's not going to get charged for sending emails, but, yeah, I guess the theory is that it's going to cut down on spam, because these companies that pay to send you an email, their emails aren't going to go into your spam box. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I don't really think that's a good thing. How tight ass can you get, eh? I think the world's getting more and more cheap. Like my stepdad, he just got home today from, he was in Cleveland for work, and he was telling me that at least this is in Cleveland now, that if you use your debit card, like wherever you use your debit card, they actually charge you $1.50 every time you use it now. That's a fair bit of money, $1.50. Like, that could add up. Like, I've been shopping with my mom, and she can use her debit card like 5 or 6 times, like just in one shopping trip. So, well, actually, I asked my stepdad if while he was there, if he saw any Cleveland steamers, and he said, "What are you talking about?" Which is a good thing, I think. I'm glad he didn't know what that was. And the other news story that I have is about McDonald's, my favorite restaurant. So apparently, this is in the United States as well. So if you work for McDonald's, and if you're sick, you don't even need to call in and tell your boss that you're sick. All you need to do is get somebody else in your family to fill the shift for you. Yep, so this is just, I heard this story word of mouth, so I don't have a link or any actual details, but I think that's hilarious. So, like, if you're sick, you can just get your nana to go fill in for you. I assume that the other family member has to have worked at McDonald's before or have experience. But McDonald's, eh? What a great place to work. Okay, so I just have one thing for NAF today, and that is caramel Kit Kats. I had a caramel Kit Kat today, and it was awesome. So, yay for caramel Kit Kats. And so, that's the end of episode 12. Just a short episode, but now I'm going to play a 6-minute song, which is quite long, but it's a classic. I think everybody will enjoy this song. It's Tears for Fears and Shout. So, I'll probably be back tomorrow. Might do something special with episode 13. Thanks for listening, and you can email me at shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com. Okay, take it easy. Shout, shout.